Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is the last day of September. It's a Tuesday. It's the 30th of 2014. All the best technology news over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Facebook is at it again. Recently, Facebook has been taking advertising a bit more seriously than it ever has, and now it's taking things to the next level. It's using its data to sell targeted ads on third-party websites. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they're targeting your browsing history so they can sell advertising. Facebook is rolling out the new scheme that lets advertisers buy ads via Facebook on properties Facebook doesn't own. In other words, ads on third-party websites will be targeted using Facebook data. Facebook is making a point saying that these aren't Facebook ads. They're just using Facebook data to provide better targeting. Not really sure when this is going to start rolling out. Probably won't really know. It'll probably just happen upon us. I don't know about you guys, but I'm about ready to tell Facebook, go zuck yourself. Chromebook and Adobe Photoshop fans, listen up. Google and Adobe are working together. I know that's a little hard to believe, isn't it? But they are about to bring the photo editing suite to Chromebooks everywhere. But it's only starting in the U.S. first, of course. And no. It's not the stripped-down Photoshop version that you're thinking it is. It is the real big hunk-a-chunk-a-deal. Uh-huh. It's also going to have built-in access to documents in Google Drive. There is a catch, however. You'll need to have a Creative Cloud subscription to use Photoshop on a Chromebook. Now, the Creative Cloud subscription, yeah, it's kind of a letdown. But in the end, it's really the only way you can upgrade to new versions of Photoshop. And it's the only way in the end that Adobe can continue to make money. Listen up, gamer fans. Were you teed off yesterday because Call of Duty and other Electronic Arts games were not working? Well, there's a reason for that. A hacker group is taking credit for disrupting the online service for some of its biggest video games. The hacker group, by the way, is called Lizard Squad. What a name. In a sense, what they did is did a DDoS attack. That's the denial of service attack, of course. But it appears now that the service is yet back up and running so you can get your gaming fever on. Lizard Squad, however, has not really explained the reason for its attack. I'm actually looking for more of a reason why they named their hacker group Lizard Squad. Oh, please, by the way, don't do a DDoS attack on the British Tech Network. We mean you no harm. Fans in the UK of the Tesco Club Card TV say goodbye to your service. Actually, it was kind of in a fact that it was kind of a trial thing anyways, but the company has said it will shut down the free service on October 28th. Reason for closing? Tesco just couldn't get the level of repeat usage that they'd hoped for. The supermarket giant, however, will still offer the club card points alongside the Blinkbox movie purchases. In the meantime, continue enjoying your shopping experience at Tesco. Staying on the subject of TV, sports fans in the U.S., you might be about ready to rejoice because your blackout rule from the past 40 years is about to be put to bed by the Federal Communications Commission. Now, essentially what the blackout rule was is that when the stadiums didn't fill up, particularly these were for NFL games, the games would not be shown on local TV to encourage people to go to the stadium. However, there is a catch to this rule. This only affects basically with subscriptions to those games when they didn't sell out, so the local stations will still be barred, so you're still not going to get to see you're still not going to get to see the sports that you want to see on TV locally if they didn't sell out. In other words, if you're an NFL Raiders fan right now living in Oakland, California, there's really no good news for you. GoPro has introduced three new models of its rugged sports cameras today, including two high-end models. That's the Hero 4 Black and the Hero 4 Silver. Now, the Hero 4 Black can actually do 4K video at 30 frames per second. The price on this is going to go on sale at $499. The Hero 4 Silver, which doesn't do the 4K video, it could do 2.7K video at 30 frames per second, is $100 lower at $399. Now, the one thing that's actually the coolest thing, as far as I'm concerned, that gets GoPro into almost anybody's hands is the new GoPro Hero, $129. Not too bad. 1080p video at 30 frames per second and 720p at 60 frames per second. So at that price, really anybody can get their GoPro on right now. Now, it wouldn't be tech news without some Apple rumor news, and yes, we still have a little bit more. Yesterday, we told you about the Mac Mini being rumored to be unveiled next month. Well, now there's another one. The Retina iMac with 5K display. This is according, yet again, to Mac Rumors and also at 9to5Mac. that Apple, yes, will unveil a Retina iMac next month. Apple is actually targeting the 27-inch model for a 5K upgrade. So you're looking at a screen resolution of 4096 by 2034, up to 6400 by 3600 pixels. Apple's also rumored to be launching new software that will have 4K video resolutions as well, this including Final Cut Pro and iMovies. This, again, according to 9to5 Mac. Personally, I would like to see this. A Retina iMac. Boy, it'd make you want to lick the screen, wouldn't it? And finally, make your Harry Potter dreams come true. Ever wanted to cloak yourself but think, hey, that's only fiction? Ha ha ha! Think again. The University of Rochester has indeed made a cloaking device. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not a blanket, and it doesn't make you actually completely invisible. It's not an invisibility cloak. Now, this particular cloaking device will not distort the background. It will just do it to the object itself. What's even more impressive is they're claiming that the thing will only cost about $100. Yes, $100. Do I think this story is full of a bit of BS? Yeah, kind of, since the thing hasn't actually been produced yet or went on sale or is in retail or anything like that. But it is kind of cool to think that, hey, I can cloak myself in my own home now. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we will be back tomorrow, as promised, to give you another dose of the best tech news over the past 24 hours. But until then, just be patient, have a great day, and thanks for listening.